Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 24 of Sex Cult Radio. This is Callie Rain, and you may be able to hear Seamus Harvey in the background doing some expert-level sanding on an expertly made table. Holy shit, it is looking beautiful. I am in the sanctuary in New Orleans. In the studio today, we have Seamus Harvey in the back. He's going to join me, finally, on Sex Cult Radio 2.0. He's going to join me on some episodes pretty soon. But today, it's just, or as of right now, it's just me. And we are joined by our little studio sanctuary cat, Tripod, who is chilling out. It's getting a little hot to be furry, so you may not hear her meowing. But if you hear some background noise of fans and sanding and some meows, that's why. We're in a different set today, right, Tripod? Yeah. So today's episode is all about what the fuck is a dick rate. You may have seen this concept of dick rates all around the various erotic points of the internet. And as we are moving into more sex positive periods of time, more porn friendly forms of entertainment, you're probably going to see this concept of a dick rate come up more and more, if you haven't already. And it's not just dick rates that I'm seeing. On many vids in particular, I will see things like pussy rating or tit rating. Essentially, this concept of rating some part of your body. What is it all about? What's going on? I'm going to get into that today. But before we get into that, the sex worker shout out is Penelope Dario. I have been a massive, massive fan of her work for a really long time. She also has a kick-ass studio, I believe, called Petit Moor. I will include all of her links in the show notes. Really, really gorgeous photography work, video work, escorting work as well. I've seen her ads over the past year in, I believe, the New York tri-state area she works out of. But yes, please run to check out her stuff. It's really, really gorgeous. And I've seen her do some really awesome dick rate deals earlier this year. I'm not entirely sure if she's still offering them, but she had one of the coolest dick rate ads that I've ever seen, so I thought it would be cool to give her a shout out. Penelope Dario, thank you for your sacred work. And for those of you who are not familiar with us at the Abyssian Union, we are a religious nonprofit 501c3 dedicated to the elevation of consciousness through sex and sexuality. One way we do that is by elevating the amazing, beautiful, badass, hilarious, what have you, incredible work that sex workers do and put forth into the world. And it is my pleasure and honor to get to shout out someone in every episode. I am constantly looking for more episode ideas just so I can shout people out. I am constantly simping for sex workers. I give them all my money. So if you are a fan of what we are doing at the Abyssian Union, you can donate and make a tax-deductible donation at our website, abyssian.org. If you have had a good year financially and just want to help out a sex worker-led organization, you can do so via that portal. Or if you just think I'm hot and want to give us money, thank you. I work very hard at it. You can do so at the Abyssian Union's website, abyssian.org. However, if all you are able to give today is your attention, focus, thank you. Please do not stress. I know it's been a really, really hard year on a lot of us. I know it's been a really tough year on me as a full-service sex worker. So if all you have today is the power and privilege of your attention, thank you. All right, Tripod, what do you think? That's probably a good spot to take a break. When we come back, let's talk all about dick rates. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Sex Cult Radio. Today's topic is all about what the fuck is a dick rate? You've probably seen them throughout the interwebs, the erotic parts of the interwebs at the very least. And I thought it would be a good, easy, fun, lighthearted thing to talk about today as a very popular avenue of sex work. So what is a dick rate? It's very similar to exactly what it sounds like. Someone is in a position where they rate your dick. You send them various videos and or photos based on their requests. And that's pretty much the core of what it is. Someone, a sex worker in particular, rates your genitalia or body part or whatever it is. And depending on who is doing said rating, depending on who is asking for said rating, it can be literally anything, just like any avenue of sex work. It could be expressed in any form. So a common thing that people ask for is they want a brutally honest rating of what their dick looks like compared to various other bodies that a sex worker in particular has been with. Some people want sort of a gentler, softer rating. And just like any form of sex work, there's no right or wrong way to do this. The reason why someone goes to you for a particular rating is probably along the lines of whatever content you're creating. So if there is a sex worker, for example, who's doing a lot of like really harsh, cold, sort of like mean, brutally honest, y'all are scum beneath my toes kind of thing, odds are you could probably find a match in them if you're looking for a degradation or humiliation type based interaction with a sex worker. My personal view of how I view dick rates is it sort of ranks along the lines of what I would call like an intro service to sex work. You could sort of think of this as a type of lap dance. It is an interaction, it's a way of getting to know each other. So my personal favorite way is to think of dick rates as a way of getting to know someone. So at the end of the day, I personally see it as I am just one person. Who the fuck am I to rate or put an objective rating, quote unquote, to this particular dick or body part? So the way I see it is I find a lot of enjoyment as seeing this whole thing as a way of kind of getting to know each other. And I like just sort of saying what jumps out at me first, because I also feel that it's... I also hate the idea of comparing oneself to another human being. So unless someone specifically asks for that, if you're playing in that headspace, if you're consciously creating that sort of degradation, humiliation aspect, I personally view it as comparing yourself to someone else is not something that turns me on. But what does is just having this weird, silly, absurd way of getting to know each other. And I have met and found some of my favorite people online through dick rates in this way, in viewing it as this random, silly, absurd way of getting to know each other. And it also breaks that initial awkwardness that can happen when two or more people are trying to find a way to connect sexually but don't know exactly how yet. There's something about just showing your genitals consensually to a person who has agreed to engage in this way with you. There's something about that sort of like cuts to the core of why you're interacting. So that's how I personally like to view dick rates. So if you are interested in getting your genitalia rated or some other body part of yourself rated, and you'd like to approach a sex worker to have this interaction with them, a good rule of thumb is to check out what their options are. So some people will have a sort of standard version and premium versions. So you can just get a really easy short, maybe written response for something like $5 to $10. But if you want a custom video type thing where perhaps they're wearing something that you've requested, or you just want to support them in a bigger way and have a more intimate interaction with them, some sex workers will offer things like video dick rates for $50. And that's more along the lines of a custom video, but more narrowed in terms of the content and plot that you're creating this video around. Well, that's probably a good time to take a break. What do you think, Tripod? Tripod says yes. When we come back, we'll go into dick rates a little bit more, and then I think we'll cut it off early. It'll be a relatively short episode. We will be right back. Hey there, welcome back to Sex Cult Radio. Today is all about dick rates. So part three, or I guess this would be part two of dick rates. So like I said earlier, I love seeing dick rates as a way of sort of getting to know each other, a way of introducing yourself in a sexy way. And sex workers offer deals on this all the time. So, for example, there might be a week where I don't have any appointments or I'm not filming any other content. And I might say like, hey, $5 special dick rates from this date to this date. Sex workers do that often. If there is someone in particular who you'd really love to support, check their menu. They may have some specials or deals going on. At this point, like I said earlier, I have come to know and love and adore some of my favorite people through the internet via dick rates. And I really love seeing it as a way of getting to know each other in this sexy world. However, I'm focusing on a ton of other forms of sex work at the moment and putting a lot of my time and effort and energies towards that. So at this point, I'm putting dick rates on hiatus for a while. I think at the minimum, I would be open to them, but we just have so much going on at the sanctuary and other forms of sex work that at this point, I think my minimum would have to be $100. But like I said, dick rates can come in various mediums and expressions. Someone may offer a $5 option where they just send a written text, or if they're offering something that's closer to the price of a custom video, then they're most likely open to doing it via video with a particular wardrobe request, etc., etc. So if this is something that you are interested in, check your favorite sex workers menu. They may already have it laid out. However, if you're not looking or if you don't see the option that you were hoping for, give them a message. Say, hey, I'd really love to do this thing. The overall tone that I had in mind would be sort of soft, gentle, authentic, or super brutally honest, mean, degrading, humiliation type vibes. Give them as much information as you possibly can to what you're looking for, and the price point as well that you were looking to work in, and odds are they'll probably get back to you with something that works out for the two of you. Or they'll have some information as to like, well, I'm not really doing dick rates right now. However, if you'd like to do a custom, I'm having a special of $25 for et cetera, minutes. And yeah, it's a good place to start. So like I said, it's a great way of getting to know each other, even if it's not the exact thing that you expected at first. Dick rates have a weird, absurd way of connecting us, even though it may seem kind of strange and absurd. I think that's about all for us at Sex Cult Radio today. Tripod is looking very sleepy. It's a hot day for us at the sanctuary. Seamus is over there working on this beautiful table that I am not allowed to show you any preview pictures of. But you will eventually. It's really, really gorgeous. And I'll share some photo updates and some other updates on my Snapchat and various parts on Instagram. Feel free to join us on Discord if you are lurking on there. You can connect to our Discord server via our website. And I think that's a good place for us to end it today at Sex Cult Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Be kind to sex workers. Be kind to everyone.